Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Hey, I had one of those experiences this morning that reminds me how I never want to do that again. It's when your alarm goes off, or you know it's time for you to get up in the morning, and you think, just lay in bed for a little while longer, right? But while you're laying there, you can't relax, you can't sleep, because you know, man, I'm not disciplined. This isn't what I should be doing. Hey, I got to get up and get things done. Oh, but I'll just sleep here for just a little longer. You might as well get up. You can't relax. You can't feel comfortable. You might as well just get the hell up. You know that feeling? That's how it was for me this morning. I kind of laid in bed for about a half hour past the time I was supposed to get up. But again, it's one of those things that reminds you of what you never do. And what you certainly don't want to do again. Got to feel that pain, how it's not worth it again. So how are you doing this morning? Hey, let's start off with our ritual, our daily discipline of me asking you a couple things about your day yesterday. I think I did miss out on talking about this yesterday. So what was that thing that you did? Big, small, something in between that you stepped up, and even with your high standards, with everything that you've got going on, all the things that you expect from yourself every single day, you did that one thing that even impressed you. Again, confidence is built and continually built when you step up and do things that even impress you. So what was that? And again, it doesn't have to be something every single day, something gigantic, something earth-shattering, life-changing. It's just stepping just a little bit beyond what you thought you were capable of doing, or what you didn't feel like doing, but you did it anyway. What was that thing for you yesterday? And then, did you know it? After listening to this morning connection podcast now for 60 days in a row, are you making this a part of your daily ritual, your daily discipline to connect in this manner? 60 days in a row now, morning connection podcast number 60. So, did you know, right after you did it, that this was going to be the thing that you were going to think about when I ask you this question this morning about what made you feel good? What built that confidence? How did you stretch yourself yesterday? And then the second question is, did you stop and think about it? Did you absorb? Did you really fully experience that one moment yesterday that you went, wow, life is cool? Everything that I've built around me, everything that I've been working towards, all these feelings that I want to experience, maybe you got a little piece of that yesterday. It was that one cool moment. And because you listened to this podcast, right when you were experiencing it, you said, wow, this is going to be the thing. This is going to be the moment when Skip asks this tomorrow. Man, this is going to be the thing that I'm going to think about. Right, it's developing these thought patterns just by casually listening to this morning connection podcast. It builds that mindset that you need to be happy and fulfilled and accomplished, whatever that means to you. Because we listen to this morning connection podcast, we talk in this casual manner. Yes, because we have our passion for bodybuilding, fitness, working out, looking good, feeling good. All right. I fully realize that the vast majority of you, if I didn't have big muscles or pictures of me on the internet, or I was a past bodybuilding champion, you would not be listening to me about all these things about life and success and going for more and asking yourself what you really want and the way you think, and if you're taking a consistent action every single day, and are those actions the highest and best use of your time? You wouldn't be getting into this discussion with me if I didn't have those big muscles or those bodybuilding accomplishments. But while you're here, we are also people who want more out of life. We want to have the most options available to us, the things that we really want, the accomplishments, achievements, the material things, the experiences, the things that we really want in life. That's what we're going for. And this is our daily check-in. This is our daily check-in. We, with all the things going on in life, you and I spend this time together every single day to make sure we're going in the right direction, right? It's our time. It's, remember that sharpening the saw. This is our 30 minutes or so of sharpening the saw, and then we get out there. We chop, chop, chop away. All right. Also, and I, as I go through this, man, I'm just learning so much about you, what you want, what you like. I'm learning a lot about myself, too. And, you know, I talk about a lot of things that I believe. My truth, my experience of going through my years of life and, you know, working hard and setting goals and doing all the things that the motivational speakers and the peak performance coaches tell you. I don't know if there's a whole lot more people that have studied success so aggressively, so passionately as I have. And at the same time, you're left with more questions than answers sometimes. That's, you know, figuring this all out. And so as I go through this, especially the whole bodybuilding, training, and fitness lifestyle that we're all a part of, and I don't only try to figure out myself, I can't help but observe a lot of us who are kind of in this same group. Again, birds of a feather flock together, and I identify the patterns, not just in myself, what's common among all of us. And I use, you know, my observations and my stories and my ups and especially my downs to help you figure out things. Because maybe I'm a few years older than you. Maybe the route that you're going, what you think is important in life, what you know is important in life. Man, I felt that way, or I continue to feel that way too. And I'm a few steps ahead of you, and I'm sharing with you what I experienced along the way and what I observed of people just like us along the way, maybe many years ago, in an effort to help you come to the realizations that you need to be truly happy, truly successful, whatever that means to you, sooner rather than later. That's the whole purpose of all this. But I've studied success, and you know, sometimes I think, wow, you know, all this effort I put, am I really successful? I mean, I know there's a higher level, but trust me, no matter what you achieve, you know, there's always more. So I realize that's what you are doing too. You're at one phase of this journey yourself. And I do everything I can to help you with all the books that I've read, all the observations, all the thousands of dollars that I've spent at seminars. And then I tell you my truth, my perspective. And that's just, you know, me offering that. You have to process it if that's true for you. Even if you don't think it's true for you, who knows? It may be true for you later. Or maybe it was always true for you, but you weren't ready for the message that I'm giving. You know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher arrives. And for some of you, by the feedback I'm getting from this Morning Connection podcast, it is time. You are ready. And these messages that I'm sharing with you, you are ready. You are taking them in. You are absorbing them and doing what you can to put them into action. Change your thoughts, change your actions. And for some of you, I realize that, hey, that doesn't apply to me. Trust me, I have been there so many times. I've had so many people tell me things, or, you know, I would hear broadcasted statements like this and opinions. And, you know, it might affect me where it challenged me. It stopped me in my tracks. It made me think about it. You know, I had a physical reaction, positive, negative, inspirational, or something, but I resisted it. That doesn't apply to me. But you know what I've realized over time, if it does affect you in some way, there's some reason for it, because there's so much information out there. Most of it just goes one ear and out the other without affecting you at all. So even if you want to resist something that I say, oh, that's stupid, that doesn't apply to me, if you're hanging on to it and thinking about it five or six times throughout the day after I've talked about it on this Morning Connection podcast, or 5 weeks from now, or you start observing, out of all the things that you can be observing in this world, all the good, the bad, everything in between, all the different people, if you start observing some things that I say in other people, just maybe, it may be something that you want to think about for yourself later on. Just a suggestion. That's just, again, my truth, my experience. When something that I wanted to resist, that I wanted to reject, that I was so certain that it didn't apply to me, but I felt it and I thought about it a lot afterwards. It usually did. But, you know, however it works for you, I just want the best for you. And the only way that I can do it, unless I had one-on-one coaching with you, if you're interested in that, if you want to, you know, break down these things in not such a general way like I do during this podcast, you want to know specifically in your situation, well, go to skiplacour.com, click the link for the coaching, click the other link for the weekly one-on-one coaching. I have a video, I explain the whole program where we talk every single week for 30 minutes, right? And I do that on Fridays and on Sundays. But if you're really committed, I'll do everything I can to help you. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com and just tell me, look, I can't do it on Fridays. I can't do it on Sundays. Can we do it on Tuesday or Saturday? I will see what I can do, all right? So thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality bodybuilding supplement, my sports nutrition line. Thank you so much. When I'm not on these podcasts, just finished one at 10 o'clock last night after doing this one at 5 a.m. yesterday morning. Seems like I'm doing a lot of talking. Well, sometimes I'm wondering, how can I have so much to say? When am I going to run out of things to say? Well, it doesn't look like it's coming very soon. I think my wife really appreciates me doing these podcasts all the time because it spares her a lot of all the speeches and all the observations. She doesn't have to hear them all, but she does not get spared, trust me. She gets to hear a lot of this, maybe a lot of things. It's my warm-up as I'm developing my thoughts on these observations. But thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And thank you so much for those of you who are totally committed, not just with that weekly one-on-one coaching, who've put your trust in me and invested in that coaching, but also with the program that I've put together over years to help you with your bodybuilding and training efforts, help you get from point A to point B in the shortest period of time, is my Results University, my digital download library special, and the bonuses, what I call Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course. All right, man, I've thrown in so many bonuses on top of that. You want to check that out. Go to skiplacour.com, click the link for Results University. In addition to the bodybuilding and training, a lot of this stuff that we talk about, how to become a better you, this man formation course that I put together, wildly successful, has definitely hit a nerve. It's inspired a lot of men all over the world. I've added that course to Results University. And this week, I just started, because again, I'm learning so much from this Morning Connection podcast, how you like to learn things in stories and from my experience in a casual manner, instead of some, you know, seminar type of boom, 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 just more casual learning. You know, I've added that to Results University. So every single week, posted on Sunday, I'm going to take you through the whole process with this type of coaching, 20 minutes of the bodybuilding and training, and then 10 minutes of the man formation in this type of setting for as long as it takes every single week, because I just don't want you to download 26 hours of video and 33 hours of audio courses and the workbooks that go with it. You know, I want you to actually learn from the material, you know. And one thing you need to remember when you say, oh my God, this seems like such a great deal, great price. I listen to Skip every single morning on the Morning Connection podcast. This has got to be a great deal. Hell, if he gives away all the insight and information that he does for free on his podcast, boy, how great must the stuff that he asked me to make an investment in? You know, that's a good, observation on your part, right? But you're worried that you're not going to follow through, right? You maybe don't trust yourself, even though it's something you want to do. I tell you, you want to take that step. You certainly aren't going to follow through if you don't take yourself, push yourself over the edge to even get started. But I guide you through the process. I have a outline of the whole course. I instruct you how to do it each step along the way. You know, I support that with an overview in this audio type setting of the entire course and what to look for and why I do it that way. You know, and then I'm supporting it now with these weekly, what I call podcasted sessions, where we talk more casually. I take you through the program for as long as it takes. Tremendous value if you really want to master your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you're sick of dabbling around, if you are sick of, you know, hearing this from this person and that from that person, and they seem like they're it's conflicting information and they're contradicting themselves. You know, and you just want to find a mentor, focus, dedicate, go on one path, I don't know, for 6 months to just learn, feel that one system of thinking, training, and you like myself from what you hear, you want to invest in Results University. All right? Look, it's my years. Look, I'm the kind of person who shows up, does a free podcast every single day for 60 days in a row now. Right? I'm the type of person who will follow through with what I said with an amazing value. I can say that with absolute certainty. And all the students, all the people who have enrolled in Results University have invested. They agree. I get the comments all the time. Just got an order from Puerto Rico, actually. Luis Vargas of Puerto Rico just enrolled, and then he invested in Results University. Hey, welcome aboard, Luis. Thank you so much for supporting all my information products. All right, so thank you so much. You know, one thing about this podcast, and it's something I kind of stumbled into, one of those unintended effects and the consequences of this Morning Connection podcast is the trust that we're developing. That you're clicking this link at a certain time every single day because you've become addicted to this information. You made it a part of your day. It is your morning ritual. And to know that Skip does what he says, it's building that trust. It's if you have those type of issues, whether you realize it or not, do people come through? Do they do what they say? Are people real? Are they fake? Do you got to watch people? Well, in one small way, every single time, 60, 61, 62, you click the link, the podcast is there, you listen to it, you come through, and you come through with the promises that you've made to yourself when you decided that I'm going to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. That builds trust in yourself. Right, and to know that I'm in my part of the world delivering it every single day, that you can have trust in another person. That is going to have effects in ways that you don't realize. Wait till we get up to podcast number 200, and you have 200 days of your belt under your belt of coming through in the manner you said you would. And I came through in the manner I said I would. All right, it'll have effects, this ripple effect to the way you see the world and the way you see people. And something I touched upon yesterday about that trust, that a lot of people who are in this whole bodybuilding and fitness world who take refuge in this world do a lot of depending on ourselves. We like it that way. We feel more comfortable that way. Maybe we love the challenge of it, but we love the challenge of being structured, following through, and not having to depend so much on other people, because maybe we've had people let us down. Actually, we've all had people let us down in the past. So, you know, that's nothing new to anybody, the human race. It's just that, how did we respond to that when we were younger? And how is it manifesting itself in our lives today? Are we trusting? Do we expect the most out of people? And, you know, that's a question that, you know, I'm going to harp on again and again and again, because it's so crucial to your success. But really, if you're kind of new to even thinking about what I'm saying, you're going to go, wait a second, Skip, you can't trust everybody. People, there's bad people out there. People don't do what they say. You know, hey, I have to be selective of who I listen to, who I spend my time with. You know, I can't just do that with anybody. That's foolish. I'll get burned even more. And I know that's the way that you see it. I'm not saying to not have any discretion. I'm just saying if you want to get to the level in life that may be higher than what you're achieving right now. And I'm not just talking about accomplishments and achievements. I'm talking about those emotions that you really want to feel. Maybe it's real love, real connection, real intimacy. You know, you may have to reconsider your standards, those hurdles that people have to jump over to gain your trust. Again, I've talked about how, you know, I study success. I do what I can to learn from the most successful people. I read the biographies. You know, and that's all great. It's inspirational. But it's like, how does it get, you know, past your head? But besides, you know, hearing something, reading something on a conscious intellectual level, but bringing it in to having it as an emotional, a real level where you really take it in, you really understand it. That's the hard part. You know, we can all get information. We all can get inspired for a while by information, but how do we really take it in? And so Warren Buffett, that name should sound familiar to you, successful businessman. As a matter of fact, he's considered the most successful investor of the 20th century, all right, Warren Buffett. You can Google that to learn a little bit more about him. If that name sounds familiar and you don't know much about him, right? You know, someone asked him what the keys to success were, right? So this is the most successful investor in the 20th century. So what would you think that he would say? The keys to success. Would you think that it's get up early, stay up late, love what you do, passionately work hard, know the trends, you know, get the help of other mentors for where you want to go. Write down your goals, read them every. I mean, what would you think that he would say are the keys to success? Think about that for a second. The most successful investor in the 20th century, right? What would you think? Like a tangible thing that a successful person might do or think, right? I mean, that's definitely what I would think, right? And as I tell you what he said, I want you to think about that, about success. Many times, even in bodybuilding training, we're looking for these specific strategies, right? And not just training and eating, but I don't know, how to organize our day or whatever the mindset that we think. We as people who maybe haven't achieved the level of success that we want, right? Maybe you are really disciplined with your bodybuilding and training efforts. You've achieved a level of success that you're happy with that impresses other people. Yet at the same time, of course, you want more. And I understand all that, right? And people ask you, and you go, well, I don't know. I just do it. It's not that hard, right? Because there's some internal things going on. And so when you are looking for advice from a mentor, somebody who's successful, somehow you got to be able to step out of the way you think about things and try to really absorb the way they think about things. Right? I say that all the time when it comes to bodybuilding and training. Okay, what makes the champion is not this particular strategy or that particular strategy, the way they train or they eat, because if you're so determined, so committed, you'll probably start off with a good strategy to begin with. That's decent, maybe not optimal, but your determination will help you grind and weave and use the optimal strategy, right? It's not in the strategy. It's in that tenacity, that mental flexibility, that persistence on your part, all right? People miss that a lot because they're looking at the strategies, they get confused. Well, how can this person make this work or that work? Is it a bro scientist? Is he on drugs, right? But that's a level of thinking that you can't explain to your friends who, you know, they don't really work out, that it's that intangible quality. And getting to that higher level, sometimes I have a challenge getting that through to people who are looking for the strategies, right? Because it's a way of thinking and a way of doing that they have no experience feeling, trying out, whatever, at the level that they're at. No matter how good it is, that next level, they haven't been there yet, right? And that's true of everything. So let me get to what Warren Buffett did say. He says the key to success in life is having unconditional love from both parents growing up. I'll read that again. The key to success in life is having unconditional love from both parents growing up. A couple things may come to your mind. Number one is, what does that have to do? Where's the strategy? All right, hey, maybe this doesn't have to be a success strategy. Where's the mindset? Where's the daily disciplines that you should do? From Warren Buffett, what? All right? I want to explain that my belief, my truth, my understanding of that statement. And then the second thing you might be thinking, and I can certainly empathize with this, hey, wait a second. What if I didn't have unconditional love from both parents? And, you know, if I didn't emphasize that enough, he says both parents, not just one, growing up. What if I didn't have that? Does that mean I'll never be successful? Is my fate already sealed because I didn't have both parents who unconditionally loved me? So let me try to explain the way, you know, I've seen it from a guy who's steady success, been driving for success, trying to figure out this game, this puzzle, this combination lock for, really, since I went to that Zig Ziglar seminar when I was 21 years old. It's been an all-out pursuit, all-out passion. And it goes back to the conversation, the Morning Connection podcast we had yesterday, when I talked about trust, how trusting are. Do you expect the best from other people? Whether you realize it or not, are you setting up hurdles? Well, I don't just trust anybody. People have let me down. You focus on the negative. People are liars, cheaters. This guy's on drugs. What's he saying? Oh, there's so many fake natties out there. Or haters, whatever you're focusing on. Bad. Look, Skip, all right? There are bad people out there. I have so many references of it. Can you deny that, Skip? People are going to have to jump over a hurdle before I trust them. That's just common sense, Skip. I'm not naive. I'm not stupid. Your Pollyanna world out there, trust everybody. Look, I'm not saying to trust everybody. What I'm saying is, if you're stuck, if you're putting in the effort, if you think you're a good person, you're talented, you're good looking, and you just can't seem to figure it out, you know, how to make life work at the level that you want. I've talked about over and over again how you have to build relationships with other people. To build a relationship, you have to have trust, and you have to consider if that hurdle you're making them jump over is realistic. I know it's already realistic to you. It already makes sense to you. Okay? And again, a lot of us who get, you know, into this bodybuilding and training lifestyle, who take refuge in, especially those who really dedicated and stick to it, man, we got some stuff going on in our past that we're really not all that trusting, even though we think we are. And we have every reason not to be trusting. And it just creates this challenge over and over again, all right, that you can't figure out why it's not working. Man, I can go on and on about this, right? I'll probably have to continue my thoughts in tomorrow's podcast because, like I said, I've done a lot of thinking about this, have done a lot of work on myself and considering these things, and I want to share this with you, right? But let me just tell you something, all right? You know, between you and me, you know, I know we all have our challenges. We may not want to share the world, hey, man, I'm messed up sometimes in my thinking. We don't want to necessarily put that out there to people, and I understand all that. But you and me, you know, we knew growing up this happened, that happened. You know, we kind of messed up that we're working through. You and I were alike, if you're thinking that way too. But we just can't, accept that. We have to figure it out, right? Figure out the combination, like not just to feel good in the moment, but also to feel good forever and at the way that we want. We got to figure this stuff out, no matter what our challenges were in the past or the way we used to see things, or, you know, whatever happened to us as a kid, or we didn't have the unconditional love from both parents growing up. We still have to figure it out, and I want to share with my truth on how I'm figuring all this stuff out. But let me get back to what I believe. I, you know, I didn't sit down and talk with Warren Buffett about his statement. But here's the thing is that, you know, if you grew up in a home and the two parents, your foundation of the way you saw the world, just growing up, that you had two parents in the home, they both unconditionally loved you, right? They were there for you. They didn't just say it. They showed it because they were there day in and day out. Okay? Just think about, you know, that kid. He's going to go out into the world at 5 or 6 or whatever. You know, he's going to see all the bad stuff or the mean kid. He's going to do all that stuff. But the foundation of his thinking, the building block, the foundation of his home, the foundation of his thinking with dealing with other people is freaking rock solid. That people are there. Mom and dad come home every single day. Like they say they are. It isn't like, hey, dad's out of the house. They're separated now. Here's this stepdad. And, you know, my mom seems distracted. She's got her issues or this or that. She's focused on me. Dad's focused on me. They love me. They just take for granted that that's the way the world works. All right, so when they see a person in front of them, they're just like everybody. They're going to get burned sometimes. People, trust me, I'm not saying that the world is this perfect place. Everybody doesn't get taken. But things, number one, is they're going to be drawn to people who are positive, and they're going to stay away from the people who are negative just because of what these skills that they just, through osmosis, they just learn. Right? I'll tell you something. If you are a person who you can admit that you've got all these trust issues, you make people jump over all these hurdles to prove themselves that they're honest and they're trustworthy and they're not a liar and they're not a cheater and all this, whether you realize it or not, or to some extreme degree or even some lower level degree, right? I'm telling you, the healthy people, they're going to say, interesting guy here. Okay, but I'm not interested. They're going to gravitate to more healthy people. The people who are okay with you doing those things to them, whether that's your intent or not, making it so difficult, making them jump, questioning them with the way you look or your body language, even if you think you're sly enough or you're not even aware that you're doing that to the other person, right? The only people are going to stick around for these people who have some real issues, whether they realize it or not. Because, you know, I don't think that I'm just going to make the assumption that, you know, if somebody is, you know, well, I don't know if I can make this assumption. They got some real problems. They've been in and out of jail. You know, I would think that you might wish them the best. You might hope that they can turn things around and have a better life for themselves. But I want to think just by instinct, you'd get the hell away from them, right? There is a bottom of people that you don't want to be around under any circumstances. You don't care how nice they are, whatever, if they have the best intent. You're just not going to be around them, right? That there is that level, right? Well, everybody has that bottom that they will and will not deal with because it doesn't fit their life plan, right? And I'm just telling you, the most healthy people, you know, they're not going to jump through your hope or your distrusting looks or your distrusting body language. They don't want to hear about you telling how you are get continually screwed or people are bad or negative or people are, they're not going to want to be around that because that's not where they are, the healthy people with the good attitudes, positive, right? So you might say, Skip, what are you talking about? I don't even know people like that. Well, there's a reason, because just like you may not know criminals, I mean, hardcore criminals in and out. You don't know them, but they exist, right? If you've got trust issues, okay, I'm sure you realize that. But you don't hang around them, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So all those healthy people, trusting those people that can win-win situations, that really are encouraging, they're not haters, they're not jealous, they give as well as they create great value in this and that. They're not in your circles, and it may be for a reason. And again, going back to what Warren Buffett says is that foundation that is built of just assuming the best, assuming that mom and dad, the foundation, the cornerstone, the beginning of what's, you know, setting the foundation of the way you think, they're there and they love you. And then later on, it's an anomaly when people break your trust, that they don't come through with you. Not what you expect, because a lot of us, a lot of people who didn't have that growing up, or we didn't perceive we had it, right? Whether we realize it or not, the outlier, the exception is when people do come through. And then we lower our standards so low of what we expect from people, we're letting people in who don't come through, who, you know, all these things that reinforce, you've let them in because your standards are for what you expect are so low. Where the people who had that loving mother and father with unconditional love, their standards of who they let in their life are just naturally higher. They expect the best from people, and they attract more people like that. And again, I have to say this over and over again. I'm not saying the world is just a perfect place, and I'm not saying those people who trust don't get burned, right? This is something, you know that saying that says, no, when people are on their deathbed, that they don't think about, they think about all the things they should have done or something like that, about regrets. I don't remember that saying. But the point is that, you know, all the opportunities in life that you're not executing, and especially, again, if I've sold you on the fact that you need other people to make this happen, you need to be there for them. That's how it works at the level that you want, just to feel those emotions, that connection, that team situation, that win-win. The people who are negative and constantly focus on the negative and how people screw this, and they set up these thresholds, these hurdles that people have to jump over, and the only people that try to jump over them are the unhealthy people with something to prove, that, you know, and then that's their whole world who they circle about. You don't know, okay? You don't know all the opportunities that you're blowing. You don't know all the good people that could have helped you. You don't know. So it's like, I'm talking about something that, what are you talking about? I don't have those opportunities. Yeah, because you may not even be open to them. And again, I'm telling you this stuff because I'm telling you about my man formation, my evolution, the things that I've observed. Because I really think that we're probably a lot alike if you're listening to this podcast, and the work that it took to me reverse my feelings. And I tell you, at this point now, after really thinking about the things that I've said, I've just shared with you that all of a sudden, all these opportunities are happening that were probably there for the last 20 years. I just put my head down and I just wrote my articles. I just built my muscles. I just won trophies and I had the appearance of success, but not at the level that I want. Now with, you know, getting a lot of help, changing my thoughts, you know, opportunities to love, real connection, real intimacy, real team in my personal life, but also in business. You know, I'll tell you this, though, too, just as a little forewarning, if we go on this journey together, there are times where I catch myself, like I'm, you know, and I catch myself talking to somebody, and I am putting them through a hurdle that makes so much sense to me, right? That makes so much sense to me. Because it's just years and years of this conditioning. But I can catch myself now. There was just a situation with one of my manufacturers, right? And I just said something, and he goes, come on. He said, come on, Skip. Haven't I shown you that that's not what we're all about? You must be talking about that other contract manufacturer that you deal with. And I just go, whoa. See, things like that, in my past 10 years, 15 years ago, it would have just went in one ear and out the other, because it would have just seemed so, it just would have seemed so natural, like what are you talking about? Hey, I got to do this check and balance, or however I rationalized it. But, you know, now I was at a presence where I can connect and really heard what he said. And the thing about it was, I said, oh, no, man. I immediately knew I was the one, right, that could be creating a hurdle. I was the one where, you know, those trust type of things that I'm sharing with you that you may or may not have, or you may or may not realize you have, you know, now I understand what I'm doing. And I said, I immediately jumped in where I know I'm the problem. And so I said, no, man, you know, you've proven yourself time and time again. And I even went one step further after really thinking about it. I said, I don't even think my other contract manufacturers would be like that either. Think about that. You know, I could have just let that go, and that guy could have said, what the fuck is he talking about? Look at everything I've done. What's he even saying that for? It's insulting. I've come through for this guy. I work hard for him. You know, I've delivered. Why is he even saying that? Right? And he didn't really show that much emotion. You know, these guys, they, you know, if you have friends and relationships, you know, they don't expect to be perfect. All right? But I realized that in that moment, God, how many times have I done that in my life to past girlfriends or people who wanted to approach me in business or whatever in life? See, now I can kind of understand. That's why I'm so passionately trying to, you know, maybe start the process so you could finally, because at this stage, I'm finally coming to the point where I'm really implementing all this stuff that I've been learning since I was 21 years old. And it's because of this. So, you know, I'm not saying if you didn't have those parents who loved you and were supportive, like it's over, because I certainly am not going to, you know, you know, I think you know a bunch about my story. And, you know, it's interesting. I was kind of going back and forth with this half-sister that I really didn't even realize I had until like 7 years ago. kind of told this story before. This story's in Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain Is Your Gain. And so, you know, we're conversing just yesterday, you know, on Facebook, because my biological father, a guy who, you know, I didn't see, I don't even know, since I was 10 or whatever. Well, I guess, you know, he's 79 years old, and, you know, he's having some real health problems, and, you know, he had this accident, so there's some dementia involved. So she wanted to know some information for me. And so, you know, we were chatting, you know, on Facebook. There's so many, like, memories of that situation. And I was thinking, wow, you know, just questions that she was asking just kind of put me back in a place, you know. And I just remember, so I asked her, again, thoughts that I didn't think of. And I just remember how, you know, first of all, I learned that, you know, my name, my first, middle, and last name, that I knew for the first time at this age that I'm actually the third, because his father was that, huh? So I guess I'm kind of a third or whatever, right? Just learning that now. The other thing is that I remember this time where he taught me how to draw these pictures in this grid thing. And I said, hey, do you know what I'm talking about? I remember he taught me how to do this in these watercolors when I was very young. And she knew what I was talking about. You know, I don't really know if it was a comfortable conversation with her. Again, I'm just chatting through Facebook. That's, you know, I met her one time, you know, 7 years ago. She's 17 or so years younger than I am. You know, so we're just, I don't really know the context of what she's feeling, the emotion where this is happening through Facebook chat or whatever. You know, just going through like the questions and everything, it's thinking, wow, you know, how can you not have some of the feelings when, you know, was my foundation growing up. And I know a lot of you guys have the same type of foundation. And even if you did have both parents in the house for, you know, your entire childhood, you know, some of they had their problems, you know, they had their issues, whether it's drug, alcohol, or whatever. And that didn't establish the unconditional love and connection, right? Look, I'm not giving up. I took a lot of time to figure out these things. I hope I start you on the process. You shouldn't give up just because you didn't have it that way. But it takes that understanding. And again, people. You got to evaluate that whole trust factor, whether you realize it or not. You have to realize, too, that are you trustworthy? And this is probably what I should talk about another time. Are you trustworthy? Because what I found is that people who have these trust issues, that maybe they realize it, maybe they don't, because they couldn't expect much growing up from their parents, and then that they attracted people throughout their entire life who they complain about, that they got to get rid of. They're the, got to get the toxic people out of my life. Their threshold of what they expect is so low because of what they experienced, right? And so they're in this world of people who don't come through, who aren't very trustworthy, who don't do what they say, right? Of course, they don't see themselves that way. All right, they see them, they're the most trustworthy or honest person in their circles, but their circles are so low. The people who come through because of who they attract, who they let in their life is so low that even though they kind of come through or they think they come through more than other people, it is so much lower than the people who really come through. So then they go to a person who really comes through, and that person who comes through all the time doesn't want to be with them because they never come through. Everything is so hard, it's so difficult. You know, they try and that's good enough where they could just actually do it if they had that mindset, and they can't understand, what are you talking about? I come through. You can trust me. I'm the most trustworthy. It's me. I've filled my life with all these people who aren't trustworthy, right? I'm trustworthy. I'm the most trustworthy person I know. I'm the one out of all my relationships, business, personal, romantic, whatever. I'm always the one who gets screwed. I'm always the one who gets let down, right? And the thing is, they don't realize that, yeah, they're better than those people, but those people are standards slow. Their standards need to raise. They need to become more trustworthy. They need to do what they say with no excuses more to hang with the level of the healthy people that they want to be. Man, I tell you, I am talking about so much stuff that I could probably talk about forever. I really do think, again, this is my truth. This is what I've experienced. This is what I put a lot of time and effort in. And I, again, if this hits home with you, that's what I'm hoping. And I'm hoping this hits home for you. It starts the process to get you to achieve more, to experience more, to love more, to have intimacy and connection. You know, and if you can't relate to this, hope at least you find it's an interesting story. Or it may be something that can help you relate to it when you meet a guy or a girl or business or romantic or whatever, and they seem good, but there's something always missing. They may be going through the stuff that I'm talking about. It may give you some empathy for those people you just can't figure out because maybe you had a more solid upbringing, give you that empathy and understanding. All right. Well, that's going to end it today. Got a little bit worked up this morning during this morning's podcast. So have a great day. Hey, think about me when you do that one thing that you really stepped up and impressed yourself with. Think about me. Think about our morning connection. And when you have that cool moment, right? That life is great. You're on the right track, all right? So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.